This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com, and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. Jim Paris with you here live on Sunday nights. And we are live tonight. Tonight is August the 10th, 2014, and I am, in fact, live here. We're going to be taking calls tonight. We've got a great guest lined up. In hour number two, my guest is Jennifer S. Wilcove. And this is a fascinating story. She was a financial planner, ended up finding about a real estate investment in California that she believed in so much that she put her own money in. She had close relatives put money in upon her recommendation, and then she recommended this investment to her clients. And in the end, it turned out to be a scam, and she ended up going to prison. And it's a fascinating story, a really an inspirational story. This is one of those people that you sit back and you say, wow, this is a person who took lemons and turn them into lemonade, and she's going to be sharing her story with us in the second hour. I thought it was a fascinating story, first of all, because I just love these real crime stories that have to do with scams. I love the TV program American Greed, for example. So when I heard her being interviewed a few weeks ago and sharing her story, I thought, wow, what an interesting story, and so many different directions we can go in on this interview. For example, I want to ask her about what she might perceive to be prosecutorial misconduct. You know, were the prosecutors simply targeting her, and when they realized that she herself was also a victim, did not seem to be satisfied by that? I just want to get the whole story on what happened. And here she was, a well-known financial planner, certified financial planner as well, and ended up losing her career and ended up in prison, one of the toughest prisons in the United States. She went to for 4 months. Yeah, sounds like a short sentence, but when you hear her story, you realize what she went through. So we've got a lot lined up today. I want to also let you know that this week, if you look for my next blog post, which usually comes on Tuesday nights or Wednesday mornings, my blog post this week will be sharing the story of how I bought gas today for $2.23. That's right. I didn't make a mistake. I bought gas today for $2.23. In fact, with my savings on gas today, I calculated that today I saved almost $23 on gas, filling my car up completely and a half tank of gas for my wife's car. We saved $23 on gas, and it's a program that might, in fact, be available in your area. If you want to find out about that, I'll be writing about that this week's blog. You can read all of my blog posts, of course, 24/7 over at blog.christianmoney.com, blog.christianmoney.com. Hey, if you're a new listener, we want to know you're listening. And when we come back after our first break, I'm going to give you a phone number you can call to simply leave your email address on my voicemail. That'll give us a chance to put you on the email list. And also, we're giving away a bunch of things here. We're giving away all of the excess books and videos and all that stuff that I have piled up all around my office. So if you haven't yet gotten in on that, everybody that calls and leaves their email address on the voicemail will get a freebie, which is a 48-minute audio overview of my book on finances and prayer. But in addition to that, I'm also going to put you into a contest where we're just randomly selecting some people who are leaving their name for us and their email address, and we are sending them out a prize package, which is just a number of books that we've got stacked up here. So I'll give you that phone number after our first break. I also want to let you know that I don't know if you're much of a sky watcher, but tonight it'll be interesting to note that it is a super moon tonight. And I was just reading the story. I'll just share this with you. This is from Fox 31 Denver's website. What's better than a super moon? Three super moons. The full moons of this summer, July 12th, August 10th, that's tonight, and September 9th are super moons, as NASA calls them. The phenomenon happens when the moon becomes full on the same day as its perigee, the point in the moon's orbit when it's closest to the Earth. And if you happen to live in Denver, the supermoon will be the most visible to you in Denver tonight. But generally speaking, anywhere you're at here across the country, you're going to be able to walk outside and look up at the sky and see one of the largest moons that you'll probably see in months. And if I were not doing the show tonight, I'd probably be over at the beach with my camera taking pictures. But tonight is the supermoon, so don't miss that. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Probably some radio consultant would have said, don't mention the supermoon during your show. People will run outside and not listen to your show. Well, I guess I'll run that risk. Maybe you're in your car and you can safely pull off to the side of the road and check out the supermoon while you continue to listen to the broadcast. An amazing story in the world of sports. I don't know if you saw this. I am not a NASCAR person. In fact, being that I live about 35 minutes from the Daytona International Speedway, most of my relatives and friends from up north, from where I grew up in Chicago, they assume, oh, Jim lives near Daytona, so he must be a big NASCAR guy. Nope. I've been to one NASCAR event over the years, and I've never really gotten it. I don't understand the excitement of sitting there watching the cars go around in a circle, but there are those that love it. In fact, in my history, the most fun I've ever had is going to small racetracks, which I used to do growing up in Chicago. I used to go to small racetracks, and there actually are a couple of those nearby. But speaking of small racetracks and sort of weird events, NASCAR driver Tony Stewart, and again, I don't know a lot about NASCAR, so I did some reading on this today to catch up on this. A tragic event last night. Apparently what happened is a race on a dirt track in New York ended in tragedy when Tony Stewart's car hit racer Kevin Ward, who's a 20-year-old young kid, and killed him. And you got to see the video on YouTube of what happens. So the first scene of this is that Tony Stewart, according to reports, bumped Kevin Ward's car and sent it into a fishtail spin. Was it intentional or not? Who knows? Apparently, Tony Stewart has a reputation of being a very aggressive driver. So the implication is that it could have been intentional. So the car is bumped. It goes into a fishtail. Kevin Ward is now basically out of the race. He's lost entirely too much time, probably can't get his car started. So he jumps out of his car furious, feeling that his car was intentionally bumped, and he walks out onto the track, which is kind of a crazy move, but I guess this kind of thing happens. And he walks out on the track sort of next to his car, and on the next lap, race car driver Tony Stewart, NASCAR driver, actually, it appears, and again, I don't know because I'm not a race car person, but it appears that Tony Stewart intentionally bumps Kevin Ward. I mean, that's what it looks like. Who knows what really happened there? But the police are actually investigating this. One of the most bizarre things that you would ever see in a professional sporting event, raising all kinds of questions now about NASCAR, safety on the track, the whole issue of drivers driving aggressively, these sorts of reprisals, I guess, are not unusual in NASCAR where drivers have grudges against each other. Very, very just upsetting video. If you go to YouTube and watch this, just type in Tony Stewart and the words Kevin Ward, and you'll see it. We've got a break. When we come back, is Bitcoin a CIA project? We'll get to it right after this break. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. My name is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. And I just got back from my vacation late last night. Part of the vacation was in Washington, D.C., and that's what I'm going to spend a lot of the rest of this hour talking about. And it's not going to be it's not going to be a friendly review of the city of Washington, D.C. In fact, what I will probably end up titling this episode when it goes up on iTunes and all of my other outlets is Washington, D.C. a scam? And we're going to talk about why I think Washington, D.C. is a scam. We'll get into that here in just moments. I promised you the phone number to dial if you'd like to add your name to our email list. You'll call this number. You'll simply leave your name and your email address on the voicemail. That will then prompt us to send you out a 48-minute audio overview of my book on finances and prayer. It is an Amazon.com bestseller. It's called How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. We want to send you a 48-minute audio overview of the book. A lot of you have heard me on Coast to Coast AM and other national radio programs discussing the book. Now you can get a free 48-minute audio overview of the book. Plus, you're going to be entered into our giveaway. And we're giving away tons of books and DVDs and all that good stuff. All you've got to do is call the toll-free number, leave your email address and your name on the voicemail. Here's the number, 888-427-8755. 888-427-8755. For those slow to the draw, here you go one last time. 888-427-8755. Upcoming guests on the broadcast, of course, tonight in hour number two, Jennifer S. Wilcove, financial planner. After she got scammed and then started referring her clients to the same investment she made after she realized the whole thing was a scam, she goes to the authorities to report this, and then she herself gets arrested and goes to prison. Shocking story. She'll be with us in hour number two tonight. Financial planner scammed herself by these folks out in California, but then ends up going to prison on top of it. Very, very tragic story. She'll be with us in hour number two. Upcoming guests. Next week, August the 17th, our guest is John Lilly. His book, Why You Don't Have to Tithe. Now, this is very controversial. Those of you that are givers, you give 10% of your money to church, which I think is a good thing. This guy has an opposing viewpoint. He really questions the idea of the so-called tithe. He says it's really an Old Testament concept, and he's got some interesting points that he makes on this. It's not about not giving anymore to your church. It's simply about questioning the 10% figure. And it gets into some very interesting things, which is why we wanted to bring him on the program. So he'll be with us next week, August the 17th, John Lilly, the book, Why You Don't Have to Tithe. August the 24th, it's our good friend Jerome Corsi, New Scientific Evidence That Hitler Escaped Nazi Germany. Wow. You don't want to miss that one. And then following that, August the 31st, Jeff Wamsley joins us, Mothman, The Facts Behind the Legend. Now, we go back to the news here, and this is a story that seems to pop up again every few weeks, and it's back again in the news. In the International Business Times, this was reported, looks like yesterday. Again, Bitcoin suspected to be NSA or CIA project, and they go through a variety of the different arguments as to why it very well could be that Bitcoin was started by the CIA or the NSA. This is one of the mystiques about Bitcoin. Nobody really knows where it came from. And this is one of the big criticisms of Bitcoin. A lot of people who won't jump on the Bitcoin bandwagon give that as the reason. Well, you don't know where it came from, so you can't really get involved in it. It's got too secret of a past. Of course, a few months ago, the whole controversy over Satoshi Nakamoto, which was originally thought to be simply a pseudonym for the creator of Bitcoin. They actually found a guy by the name of Satoshi Nakamoto in Southern California, and I believe it was Newsweek that reported that this was the actual guy behind Bitcoin. And when they started looking into his history, he seems to have ties to the intelligence community. So I guess an argument could be made, a good one, on both sides of this. You wonder, though, if Bitcoin really is a CIA project, why the government has historically, up until just recent months, been so anti-Bitcoin. Unless maybe that, I guess if you're a conspiracy person, that was part of the plot too, for the government to be so anti-Bitcoin to cover up the fact that they actually created Bitcoin. It's an interesting article. I'm not persuaded that Bitcoin was a CIA project. All right, let's talk about my trip to Washington, D.C. And I also have to mention, before we even get into Washington, D.C., this was a driving vacation that started in Palm Coast, Florida, which is where I live, near Jacksonville. So our first stop on the trip was a little town called Wilmington, North Carolina, which, interestingly enough, is the home right now of a lot of TV and movies being filmed there. And I just published a blog post on this. You can go see it over at blog.christianmoney.com. This whole phenomenon that small towns are now getting into movie and television production. And I actually posted an article last week on five ways that you can get a job working on a TV show or to actually get into a movie. And it's not just the on the camera jobs, someone, you know, actually in the movie as an actor or as an extra, but there's lots of jobs behind the scenes. So that's all up there at blog.christianmoney.com. And I do specifically make reference to a lot of research that I did the couple of days that I spent in Wilmington, North Carolina. What's happening there and in other small towns like Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where the movie business and TV business is just exploding and there are tons of opportunities. All right, so we get into Washington, D.C., and I have not been to Washington, D.C. in a few years. I want to say maybe 5 or 6 years, and a lot has changed. And if you haven't visited, it's an interesting place to visit. But one of the things that has sort of happened with me, my politics have evolved in recent years. I've become someone that would I'm obviously a Tea Party type of a guy, but there's also a lot of elements of my political views that I would say fall into the libertarian camp. I'm a huge believer in small government and the states having most of the responsibility and the federal government being a fairly modest operation, if not a tiny operation. And I think that's really what our founders had in mind in the beginning. And when you're entering Washington, D.C., I don't know if it was just me, but it turned my stomach. It literally almost made me sick to see all of the big buildings and really all of the construction going on. My goodness, where are there, anywhere else in the country, where are there skylines covered just everywhere you look with construction? There are cranes. I mean, literally from the top of our hotel, any which way I would turn, I would see another crane that was building another skyscraper. And this is all happening in Washington, D.C. All the rest of us are struggling financially, right? Your neighbor's out of work. People you know from church are out of work. Your company's downsizing, but they've got tons of money in Washington, D.C. We'll talk more about it and what I call the Washington, D.C. scam when we come back from this break. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors, rejected by the big publishing companies in New York, are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook listed for sale at Amazon.com and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. My name is Jim Paris, editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. We get together on Sunday nights. We do the broadcast live. That's right, we are live on Sunday nights, which is a little bit odd because most people are used to hearing replays on Sunday nights, but we like to do it live on Sunday nights. Gives us a chance to talk about what's happened in the news this week and a little bit of a preview into the next week. Our guest in hour two is financial planner Jennifer S. Wilcobb. Well, former financial planner, because she herself ended up in prison. And we're going to talk about her very, very fascinating story in hour number two. So back to my trip to Washington, D.C. this last week. And, you know, I have to say that it is an interesting place to visit. I did all the touristy kinds of things. I was there with my three adult kids and my wife. And so my son and I, we split off on our own, and my wife and my two daughters, they did their own thing. I know my one daughter was thrilled to see a panda at the zoo there. And my son and I, we went over and took a look at the White House. We didn't go in. We just kind of took a look at the exterior. But we did go inside the Capitol building. And this is where I really started to get upset. So as I said in the last segment, as a libertarian sort of guy, a small government guy, a Tea Party leaning guy, when I'm driving into Washington, D.C., having not been there in a few years, and just see how it is just ballooning and exploding. You don't really need any statistics in front of you on a piece of paper. You just look out the window of your vehicle and you see all of the construction going on, all of the buildings being built, literally the skyline, because from my hotel, I had an opportunity to go up to the top level, and there is a deck you can go out on to actually see the skyline of Washington, D.C., which is a really neat thing, the Cambria Suites where we stayed. And it was just very upsetting and unsettling to see all of the cranes that you could see across the skyline and all of the construction going on. Again, Washington, D.C. is a bubble, right? They're all doing well. They have jobs. In fact, we now know that people that work for the government make quite a bit more than their private sector counterparts. In fact, some studies say they get paid as much as 50 to 80% more. I've seen studies that say they make double when you factor in all of the benefits and so forth that they get going into retirement. But let me tell you where the plot thickens. So my son just graduated from college. He is 22 years old, and we were wanting to go over and see the Capitol building. Now, I had been there about 5 years ago, and they now have a whole new visitor center. And it is kind of neat. They've got some features like a nice movie you watch and you take a tour. And so we did take the tour. And it was odd because the tour doesn't take you anywhere near your elected officials. In fact, what they've actually done is built like a complex within a complex. That is where the congressmen and senators walk in their hallways. You don't get to go there. That you are completely separated from them. So the tour goes through its paces for about an hour and a half. We get to the end of the tour, and we've never been brought into the chambers of the Senate or the House of Representatives, which is, that's kind of the main thing, right? It's like going to Disney World and not riding Space Mountain. We wanted to go inside and see the chambers of the Senate and the House. So I said to the tour guide, I said, why don't we get to go into the chambers? And she said, oh, for security reasons, you have to locate your representative or senator's office, and you have to get a ticket from them to be able to go into either of the chambers. I said, oh, okay, well, that doesn't sound like a big deal. Well, it was a big deal. In fact, to find my representative's office, I had to actually walk round trip about a mile by the time I had to. And by the way, there is just an unbelievable security you have to go through to get into the Capitol building, which I'm okay with that, right? Post 9/11, we've got to have all this security. But then to tell me I have to completely leave the complex and I have to walk and find my representative's office to get a ticket to be able to come back to the very same spot and be able to walk in and see the chambers of the House and the Senate, which involved me not only walking about a mile round trip, but then I had to go through the security again. And this is all for security, I was told. So this is why I had to leave and come back for security. And so my son and I, we said, well, you know, we're all the way here. We're in Washington, D.C. We really want to go in and see the chambers. I've seen them many times before, but there's just something about that. You're a citizen. You want to go in and see the chambers of the House and the Senate. So we went on our journey to go to our representative's office, who is John Micah. So we go to John Micah's office. Again, by the time you find the right office building, you walk all the way down there, you march up the stairs, you go through security to get into that building, you ride an elevator. You walk down the hallway, you find his particular office, you go into the lobby, you wait your turn, you then get your ticket. So John Micah's chief of staff comes out, very nice young guy, and we said, hey, we want to go see the inside of the House and the Senate chambers. He said, no problem, here are your tickets. And he handed us two tickets, which I actually saved them because they kind of look like Monopoly money. One was, I think, red, one was blue. I saved them in my suitcase because I just thought this is silly. So there was a space on there for my name and also for the office there, John Micah's office, to sign this, kind of authorizing us to visit. Well, they never filled it in. They never asked us who we were. We never were asked for any identification or anything, but we had to march down the street in the heat, and it was very hot, very humid. We were soaked in sweat, went on this journey to get these two little tickets. So then we return back to the Capitol building, and we have to go through security again. So this raises really a big question. Why in the world would you send us down the street to get these tickets when no one even asked our name or for any identification. How could that be for security to send us on this fool's errand to get these two pieces of paper to be able to go into the Senate and the House? Well, nonetheless, we got our little tickets. We stood in line again. We went through security. We came in and we got in the line to go inside the chambers to the House and the Senate. And would you believe they never even asked to see our little colored pieces of paper, our little tickets. They never even asked for them. So what a fool did I feel like at that point that they were not even asking to see my little ticket. So we get in the line first to go into the House of Representatives. We have to go into this like a cloakroom, and they take everything from you. They took my backpack, my camera, my cell phone, everything, and they put it in a locker and gave me a claim check. And I asked them, I said, why can't I take my little camera? The House was not even in session. So this is all about an empty room. And they said that in 1958, someone hid a gun inside of a camera, and ever since then, you can't bring a camera into the House of Representatives. Okay, that's the deal, that's the deal. So we give them all of our stuff, we get our claim check, we walk up to the door where the House chambers are. Now, granted, we've already gone through security to get into the Capitol building. We now have to go through security again just to get into the House chambers. And the guy standing at the security table, kind of an overweight guy, bald guy, obviously had an axe to grind. He looks at me and he says, take off your belt. Take off your belt and put it on the conveyor belt and anything else you have, keys, anything metal. I said, yes, sir. I was being cooperative. I don't like to create any trouble at these security checkpoints. I said, yes, sir. And he said, what did you say to me? And he leaned forward like he was going to fight me or something. I said, yes, sir. And he said, okay, then. And then he let me go through. And I thought, wow. What a welcome here to the Capitol here that my tax dollars are funding. So we then go into the House chambers and meet just a wonderful young police officer. He says, hey, I'm bored. If you have any questions, let me know. So we're sitting next to this guy, and he's being super friendly and nice to us. We told him what happened to us with the security guy, and he said, yeah, he's just a security assistant, and he kind of has an attitude problem. We're sorry that happened. And I started quizzing him about this whole ticket thing, and he said, you know, that ticket is silly. He said, we've been telling them for years to get rid of the ticket. He said, in fact, if you were to come back here at 10 o'clock at night and they were still in session, you could walk right in here without a ticket. Because all of those offices are closed that deal with the tickets. Now, at this point, I felt like a complete total fool, but it gets worse. Stay tuned, and I'll tell you the rest of the story after this break. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. This is our last segment here in hour number one. In hour number two, my guest will be Jennifer Wilcove, a financial planner that ended up in prison, and she'll be sharing our story with that with you in hour number two. Wow, so I continue on with my story. So I'm a tourist in Washington, D.C., and let me tell you this. I could have played the big shot card, okay? I don't like to do that. There have been countless times where people have said, hey, if you're ever in Washington, D.C., let us know, because we'll get you inside the White House as a member of the press, and we'll do this for you and that for you. I generally turn down those kinds of offers, and I didn't pursue any of those offers on this trip either, because I find that just being an average person is where I'm most comfortable. And I didn't have any real legitimate news reason or business reason to want to take advantage of any of those offers. So I just operated as if I were another tourist there in town. So here we are. We go through the security. We get in. We take the tour of the Capitol. Then we're told in order to see the chambers of the House and the Senate, we've got to walk what turned out to be a mile round trip to go get these tickets for security reasons. And it turns out that they didn't even check these tickets, and nobody even asked us who we were when we got these tickets. So it was like a 30 to 40 minute waste of our time to have to go do that. And then we found out that if we were not U.S. citizens, if we were a foreigner visiting, and as a foreigner, we wouldn't have a representative or a senator to go to get the tickets, that they would have given us the tickets right there in that building if we would have just shown them that we were a foreigner. So because we were an American citizen, we had to go on this fool's errand to get these two colored tickets. So I'm in the House chamber. I'm talking to this young police officer, and he's telling me, yeah, I don't know why they do those tickets. We've been telling him for years that you don't have to, that you shouldn't require the tickets. It's a waste of time. There's no reason for it. And then he shares with me that had I come to a late night session where the House was, you know, debating something 10 p.m., 11 p.m. at night, he said, ha ha, you could have just walked right in. You would have just gone through the security right outside the door here. You could have come right in, no ticket required. And he said, that's the odd thing about these tickets. So if things were not bad enough, so then we leave the House chamber and we want to go see the Senate chamber. So what do we have to do? We're told we have to go back to the cloakroom where they took all our stuff, our cameras, our cell phones, my backpack. They took all of our stuff, put it in a locker, gave me a claim check. So we're told in order to go to the Senate side, we have to go back to the cloakroom first to get all of our stuff back. I said, but what do we do with our stuff when we go into the Senate side? Oh, well, you can take all your stuff over there. You just can't take it into the House side. So we get all of our stuff, and then we go over to the Senate side, and they don't require you to check all your stuff and set it aside. It, just the whole system is ridiculous, and it's insulting. I mean, we are the taxpayers, right? We should be able to walk in like a stockholder in a corporation and walk right into the boardroom because it's our country. This is our capital, and this is what they're doing. And everything is in the name of security, right? Oh, it's all for security. You've got to go get that ticket down the street and take a 40-minute walk there and back to get your ticket for security. But there was no security. It served no security purpose. So then we go down. My son and I were getting hungry by this point. It's around 1 o'clock. And I said, hey, let's get some lunch. It looks like they've got a nice cafeteria here. Now, I'm remembering back in the day when there was a cafeteria and you could actually go eat lunch and you would be among your elected officials eating lunch. Now, I knew that the houses, both the House and the Senate, were out of session. I believe the Senate might have had a really small session going on that morning, but for all intents and purposes, all of the officials had left, the elected officials had left for their vacation time or their time back home in their districts, a three-week break, if you will. But I was in line, and my son and I, we got a very nice lunch. It was not cheap. It was about $40 for us to eat there, but we got a nice lunch, a nice home-style lunch. We got turkey and dressing and mashed potatoes, a really great lunch. And so I said to one of the cooks, I said, yeah, so if the Senate was in session or the House, do those folks eat here with the people so they can visit with the people? And he laughed. He just burst out laughing. He said, no, sir. He said, they have their own private dining room. You can't go where they eat. And again, I just thought to myself, this is not right. Oh, it's all in the name of security. They've got to eat in their own separate dining room, even though you've gone through two security checks now. They've got to be cordoned off in their own separate dining room for security purposes. Then I asked someone else after we got done with our lunch, I said, yeah, so is there a way that I could, if the Senate and the House was in session, is there a way that I could go into their area, to their hallways, for example, and walk up to them and ask them questions about what's going on as a taxpayer, et cetera? Oh, no, you can't do that for security reasons. All of their areas are completely blocked off. In other words, what you figure out very, very quickly in visiting Washington, D.C. are two or three things very, very quickly. These people are in a bubble. Everything there is expanding. Everybody has jobs. Real estate is red hot. There's construction on every single street that you go on. There's building after building after building. There's the department of this and the department of that, and there's support for this and that. It's unlimited what you'll see there. And then when you go in as a taxpayer, you're treated absolutely like dirt. You are absolutely treated like dirt. I felt like I was Clark Griswold trying to break into Wally World when it was closed. Do you remember the movie Vacation? They drive from Chicago to Los Angeles to Wally World. Clearly, clearly a play on Disney World, right? And they get there and the park is closed for renovation. And so he's upset, and he breaks into the park. That's how I felt like I was treated, like Clark Griswold, turned away at the gate and what I was required to go through and how I was treated. And then to learn that our elected officials don't even eat with their constituents anymore, that they're completely cordoned off into their own secure areas and hallways and on and on and on. And everywhere you go, there's one security check after the next, after the next. And my son who was with me, he's probably a little bit more practical on such things. He said, yeah, Dad, but you know, with 9/11 and terrorism, they've got to do all this. But really, do they have to have you go through two separate security checks? You have to go through this security check. It's almost like a strip search at the beginning entrance to the Capitol. Then separately, you have to go through another one to get into the House or the Senate chambers. It's over the top. And here's what's really scary to me, what's evident to me, is that the people there don't get it. They don't get it. They don't get why someone like me would just feel so dirty and filthy as a human being, as a taxpayer, after visiting there. I almost feel like I visited a prostitute and I need to now confess to my wife. That's how dirty and filthy that I felt visiting Washington, D.C. and how I was treated. The whole thing was just a fiasco. Yes, there's some neat things to see. You know, you walk up to the White House and you stand there, you take a couple of pictures as a tourist, and you say, wow, there's the White House, and there's the Washington Monument, and you see all these neat things that you see on TV, and it's kind of cool to visit, it's kind of cool to be a tourist there for a day or two, but then it sets in that this is our money. This is our money. But I will end on a positive note here before we end this hour. I had a fantastic experience with Uber, the peer-to-peer ride-sharing service. We got into town, and we used Uber to get everywhere. And most of my rides in Uber would be the equivalent of like a $20 to a $30 taxi cab ride. Cost me between $5 and $10. In really nice, clean cars, really nice, friendly people. It was a fantastic experience, and I don't go to a lot of big cities often, so I don't have a chance to use taxis often, and this whole Uber thing has sort of developed since the last time I'd been to a big city like New York, Chicago, D.C., L.A., etc. In fact, when I was in San Francisco a few weeks ago, I should have tried to use Uber. I didn't do it, but they give you this cool little app that you put on your smartphone. You just click a couple of buttons on there, and then all of a sudden, within 2 minutes, a car pulls up. And it's at least a 50% discount on what a taxi would charge. Now, one fair criticism is that the Uber drivers, they're not very informed about the area. So, for example, when I asked them to take me to Capitol Hill, one of my drivers did not know where it was. And he's a driver in Washington, D.C. So we actually had to give him the address for the Capitol building for him to find it. A little bit funny, but it was cheap. I saved more than 50%. I could Google the address. No big deal, right? So, yes, the top best thing that happened was my new love for Uber on my trip to Washington, D.C. We'll be back with hour number two and our guest, Jennifer Wilcove, right after this.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Yeah. Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and